Welcome to Let's Talk Pella. I'm Justin Webster, and we're joined today by instructor of theater Ann Wilkinson from Central College, talking about recent success their students have had in the program, and also talking about an upcoming play. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Anne. Several really cool things to talk about. Let's talk about some successes at Central College in the theater department. Maybe just start off with your students and what they've achieved recently, and then we'll talk about you yourself.
Well, we've had a really nice run. We recently were at the American College Theater Festival. It's the Kennedy Center sponsors it, and it's breaks up into 8 regions in the country, and our region is number 5. So we've spent a week down in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the kids who were nominated for what the Irene Ryan auditions, which gives them an opportunity to win scholarships and to go on to the national competition. We had 4 kids and their partners who were nominated for Irene Ryan scholarship auditions. Out of 316 kids who were nominated for that position, only 16 went on to the finals, and Cliff Antoine and his partner, Brandon Hunt, were in that final selection. So we didn't make it to the nationals, but out of 316 audition scenes, to have that us go that far forward was great. We're very, really, really proud of them. And then the other kids that went along had a chance to go to lots and lots of fabulous workshops and to audition for professional positions, to look at graduate schools, as well as to just kind of meet their cohorts from other schools. So there are 81 universities who are represented there, and it's the largest theater festival in the country. So we were pretty tickled with how well we did.
Let's talk about the pride. You went there, obviously. Anyone with Central ties tends to have expectations for success. But talk about the pride you had leaving there with that success in hand.
Well, I'm really proud of the boys, as I said, that they got to the finals in the Irene Ryan auditions. 3 of our kids had callbacks for professional auditions, and I actually got a nice award. I was given the Innovative Teaching Award from the American Association of Theater and Higher Education and the American Kennedy Center. So for my region, I was the one teacher selected for a really really nice surprise.
And that's basically, let's break it down. You're basically the best instructor of the year out of 81 universities, right?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they were crazy with the heat, but I guess so. It's just really an honor.
So let's talk about an upcoming play that's going to be cool and coming here that you guys are starting to work on. Let us know some of the details so we can check it out.
We have just started rehearsals for the Ice Fishing play by Kevin Kling, which will open February 26th and run through March 1st. And it's about a guy who's out on a lake, likes to be alone, ice fish, and kind of dealing with his memories and how he's dealt with life in the past. It was written by a humorist, so it's got a lot of funny stuff in it, and it's, of course, Minnesotan, so we get to talk like that. So it's funny, but it's also poignant, and, we later on have a residency from the author coming in to deal with the kids, which is really lovely. It's so great for the kids to get to spend time around the actual author of a piece. Then they can pick his brains and see where his ideas came from and kind of how it all came together for him.
And talk about, you kind of mentioned it, how cool it is to have that person. It'll be cool for the students. But what other element does that add then to be able to get big name people like that, maybe even when you're trying to get kids to come here?
Well, I think it gives us some visibility. To have an author spend a week in residency with us, which is what Kevin Kling is going to do, and for us to be able to share him with the community, it just, because Kevin is an author, a playwright, a humorist, he's written books, he's got CDs out, he teaches, he's one of the best known storytellers in the country. He has world renown, actually. He's just getting back from a tour in Thailand with a theater company that works with anybody, handicapped kids, anybody who wants to be in the theater, who has a desire to perform, they bring in. He also works with that group in Minnesota. It just gives us an added depth to our training and allows kids, I think, our students to see that there is a use for theater and a place for theater in their lives no matter what. if that makes sense. It also adds a professional polish and lets them see other options, what they can do with their training. But more than anything, I think it just lets them see how theater can enlighten them the rest of their lives.
Very cool. Well, congratulations on your award and being able to help your students excel in life as well and hopefully make some of their dreams come true. It's been a pleasure, Anne. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's today's Let's Talk Pella. Thanks again to our guest, Anne Wilkinson from Central College, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.